Toulouse is a prosperous town in the south of France, known for its civic pride. But on the 21st of September, a blast at the AZF factory shattered its quiet complacency. The explosion killed 30 people, injured over 600, and damaged 11,000 homes. Questions are inevitably being asked about safety at the plant, and why there was residential housing so nearby. But what has shocked most is that no one seemed to know that the plant was such a danger to the public.
Nobody realized. And when it happened, it was many deaths, many problems, but also big psychological problem, because many people think that they could die and say, what's happened? And it's 50 years I live here, and suddenly that happened. It's incredible.
Frank Laval runs a pressure group that has begun a legal action against the plant owners, Total Fina Elf. In a planning application, the company failed to provide information on the dangers of its operations, with many pages left blank. Local politicians deride the excessive secrecy and call for tougher laws.
Nowadays, there is a policy of secrecy in industry. It is for the state and local commissioners to give the public the information that can be given, in complete transparency, about the storage and transportation of dangerous materials. This will have to be a state initiative. The local government will only have a modest role in this domain.
Helping to address this problem, October the 30th sees the coming into force of the Aarhus Convention. It is a new international law developed under the auspices of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. The convention seeks to secure the citizens' rights to have access to information, to participate in environmental decisions, and to have access to justice.
The Aarhus Convention is a convention about citizens' environmental rights. So it's on the one hand an environmental convention, and on the other hand it's a convention about democratic rights, the right to information, the right to public participation, and about the right to go to court, the right of access to justice at the end of the line.
Providing the public with rights of access to information held by public authorities, a cornerstone of the Aarhus Convention, has been the motivation of UK pressure group Friends of the Earth in setting up their factory watch scheme.
The information tended to sit in dusty drawers in obscure offices and was hardly ever looked at, frankly. We got hold of that information and decided to publish it on the internet. So just by typing in your own address, you could suddenly get local information on factory pollution in your own area.
Access to information is an important right, but the Aarhus Convention also includes a requirement for public involvement.
One important part of the convention allows for public participation and public discussion, public debate about new proposals. So, for example, if a new nuclear power plant was to be proposed for an area, then that should be subject now to public participation. It's not good enough for an authority to simply make its own decisions.
The public goes to elections every fourth, every fifth year, perhaps, but the convention now opens up a period in between as well for making contributions to the decisions made by politicians, made by public authorities. And this, I think, is extremely important.
The lessons of Toulouse have shown the need for both information and for public involvement in decisions that have affected many thousands of lives. But ultimately, the Aarhus Convention provides for recourse to the law. The importance of this principle is shared with the pressure group Ecologie Sans Frontières, campaigning on behalf of the victims of Toulouse.
Demonstrations or petitions, you can close the road, you can do what you want. I look the world, not many things change, not many things. What we decided 2 years ago, to change completely, and we concentrate to actions in law against the authority, public authority, actions in law against company. When we begin that, we have the advantage that the law imposes things, and that after a process, there is a result, and we need to be helped. It's very hard.
The United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has described the Aarhus Convention as the most ambitious venture in environmental democracy undertaken under the auspices of the UN. He has also highlighted its global significance, particularly in the context of preparations for next year's World Summit on Sustainable Development. 17 countries have ratified this convention, mainly from Eastern Europe and Central Asia. It remains to be seen to what extent other regions of the world will take up this challenge.
The convention is open for accession by all members of the United Nations in the whole world, so any country can accede. But I also think that the convention as such, by being in place and being a binding legal instrument, has an impact on the thinking and also on developments in other parts of the world, because now you can see from this example that these kind of complicated, sensitive things can be developed through binding legal instruments. So there's, to my mind, no stepping back from this anymore.